702. The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
Let's catch up now with news from around the world. And Adam, our first story is not a happy one at all. These racial murders in America, a madman really, 10 people dead in Buffalo, New York.
Yes, and intriguingly, of course, the perpetrator is not dead, so we might get some answers, unlike most of these mass killings where somebody turns the gun on themselves or they get killed by police in the shootout at the end. But will answers help? I have no idea. Peyton Gendron is his name. He's the suspect in custody. He's all of 18, for goodness sake. He drove over 300 kilometers specifically to find a black neighborhood. It appears that he chose a neighborhood in Buffalo. Whether he specifically chose the supermarket he then went into, it's difficult to tell. That might have been a random decision. Deliberately setting out to kill people of color. And indeed, he shot dead 10 people and wounded another 3, and all but 2 of them are black or African American. The Buffalo mayor says his intention was to take as many black lives as possible, and that the attack was absolutely racially motivated violent extremism. It's one of many. I mean, there are any number of reasons why people have taken guns and carried out mass killings, whether it's grudges or pro-ISIS, anti-gay, just, I don't know, anti-music, and there are weird reasons. But maybe we'll find out from Peyton Gendron himself ultimately what on earth was going through this young chap's mind, why he did it and how he did it. And again, the question mark, how easy was it for him just to get hold of a gun or two and go and do what he did? America doesn't seem to learn the lesson. The rest of us still sit there gobsmacked and thinking, oh, it's another one. Let's add Buffalo to the list.
Gosh, Adam, our next story, I mean, anybody who lived through apartheid South Africa, right, and the repressive police and military will certainly recognize some elements. This controversial killing in Israel, the United Nations now calling for an investigation.
Yes, this reporter, Shireen Abu Akla, working for Al Jazeera, she was killed when basically covering an Israeli police raid. It appears that Israeli police shot her dead, whether by accident or on purpose. Well, that's one of the reasons why the UN Security Council, that high up, is asking for an immediate investigation into her death and has condemned the killing of the Al Jazeera reporter. And again, the aftermath, you're right, there are no awful overtones from 40, 50 years ago that Israeli police, it seems, beat up mourners at Abu Akla's funeral. They beat up the pallbearers with batons. They fired tear gas in response, they say, to being pelted with stones by some of those in the funeral cortege. But basically, there's been an upsurge of anger, an upsurge of violent intent, if not actually violence yet. But as long as that death remains largely unexplained, this aftermath is ugly. I mean, as if Palestine / Israel needed any more attention, they've got it from this killing.
I mean, the visuals at that funeral with those officers essentially beating up the mourners, that footage is absolutely, absolutely awful. And then, Adam, finally, some good news for Ukraine, even if it's just in song.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it doesn't matter, of course, in the grand scheme of things, except as a gesture, it really does matter. So that people in Ukraine absolutely will have a message that Europe is with them, because they have won the Eurovision Song Contest. Let's say not because of the song. I mean, you know, fair enough to them. It was okay. It was reasonably catchy. It was a little bit East European and droney for most people's tastes. But the point is, the people's vote is always two things these days, the jury vote and the people's vote. The people's vote absolutely chose Ukraine to win. So whether they can stage the contest next year is another matter. It beat the Serbian song about Meghan Markle's hair, Australia's Sheldon Riley wearing a 50-kilo costume, Norway's song about grandma, wolves and bananas, don't ask me, the rodeo routine, the treadmills, the Spanish J-Lo, who was absolutely smoking the TV, and Britain's Sam Ryder. For once, the UK, I mean, at the halfway stage, the UK was actually winning, having had null points and bottom places all the way through the last decade or so. So the UK has reason to smile as well, and in a normal year might even have won it. But thank goodness, in a way, it wasn't a normal year, and that people said, yeah, thumbs up Ukraine. They needed that.
I love how you're qualifying these songs as if any of them are ever really that good, Adam. But we'll leave it there for this morning's Worldview.